In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Toward the end of our epistle reading this morning, a glorious and an exalted epistle reading, St. Paul writes, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations given to me by God, a thorn in the flesh was given unto me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly will I rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Brothers and sisters, St. Paul was a man very much beloved by God. He was counted as an apostle. He had seen the risen Lord in the blinding light on the road to Damascus. And he was granted, as he mentions this morning, earlier in the epistle, many divine visitations. And yet, even he was given a thorn in the flesh for his humility. Our fathers understand this thorn to be a particular temptation or a trial or a difficulty, a cross that was given to St. Paul by God himself. We're not sure what exactly the thorn was, but we know his response. He pleaded for relief. I think we can relate to that. But then he received a word from the Lord, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." And so he then gladly accepted his thorn in the flesh from that point on. And we know why Paul was given this particular cross to bear, because he tells us the reason: to combat the pride that might come from the many graces given to him by God as well. What I'd like us to meditate on for a moment this morning is the question: why might we be given the crosses, the thorns in our flesh, that we're given to bear by God? Now, it might seem like I've preached on this a good amount lately, and I feel like I have over the last 6 months. Nonetheless, reading the epistle and the gospel was very clear in my heart to talk about this again. Why are we given the crosses that God gives us to bear? Brothers and sisters, we heard what St. Paul said about God's strength being made perfect in our weakness, and even boasting in our infirmities because of Christ. We heard the answer to the constant questions of, why me? Why am I suffering? Why am I struggling? Why are things so bad? That we constantly find ourselves asking. But again, why is it this way? St. Isaac the Syrian wrote a homily entitled, I'm sure he didn't give it this title, but others after him, "On the Reasons Why God Permits Temptations to Come Upon Those Who Love Him." Let's see what he has to say. St. Isaac gives 3 basic reasons God allows us thorns in the flesh. First, he writes, and this is a quote, "So that they might gain boldness before him, God allows his saints to be tried by every sorrow, then to experience anew his help, proving his aid, so that they might understand how great is his providence for them. For in their trials, he is found to be their redeemer." God allows us to be tried so that we can experience his care, his redemption, his salvation. As St. Paul said, that we might experience his strength in our weakness. Our faith is increased when he helps us endure our thorns. And with greater faith, we also grow in confidence and boldness before God. We then stand before our Savior with great hope for our salvation. St. Isaac writes, "When God first withholds his power from us, while we are in temptation, we learn the weakness of our nature and the help of divine power. In this way," I'm still quoting, "he makes us conscious of our own impotence, of the difficulty of temptations, and of the cunning of the enemy. In this way, he allows us to understand against whom we must wrestle and how powerless we are on our own in the face of every passion. When we're sunk in the midst of temptations, we see the depth of our weakness and our need for God's salvation. Second, St. Isaac writes, again, God allows temptations so that we might gain wisdom from them, so that we may acquire knowledge of all things, lest perhaps we be mocked by the demons. For if he exercised us only in that which is good, we would lack training in the other parts and be blind and useless in the time of battle. If a man is not first tried by the experience of evils, he has little taste for the good. Of how sweet is the knowledge gained from actual experience and diligent training. Close quote. So by our crosses, if we struggle well, we gain the virtue of wisdom. We learn firsthand about the choice between good and evil, between God and our enemy, so that in our freedom we will learn always to choose the good. Adam and Eve in the garden were told not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. At the beginning, they weren't ready for that responsibility. But all of our fathers agree that eventually they would have been ready, and they could have eaten that once forbidden fruit with God's blessing. God teaches us when we're ready. As the scriptures say, he never lays a burden on us too heavy for us to bear. We are trained in knowledge and experience of God according to our strength. And our strength in God, as St. Isaac says, is built up in times of trial. The third point St. Isaac makes is that God allows temptations so that as we persevere and grow in wisdom, our faith is strengthened and we gain boldness before God. He can pour out his merciful grace and blessings upon us, which our trials have prepared our hearts to receive. So God allows us thorns in the flesh so that we might be adorned with the graces of humility, perseverance in prayer, closeness to God, real faith, stout-heartedness despite temptation, boldness before God, and as I've already said, wisdom. St. Isaac writes, ascetic strugglers are tried that we may add to our riches. The slothful are tried that they may thereby learn to guard themselves from what is harmful to them. The sleepy are tried, that they may be armed with wakefulness. Those who are far from God are tried, that they may draw nearer to him. Those who are God's own are tried, that with boldness they may enter into his house. For all these reasons, St. Isaac writes, then God first tries and afflicts. He disciplines those he loves, and only thereafter reveals his gifts. Glory be to our Master Jesus Christ, he writes, who brings us the sweetness of health by stringent medicines. God wants his people, brothers and sisters, to be a strong people. And so, just like a bodybuilder works on his weaker areas to hone them and make them firm, so he also works on us. He's constantly working in our lives to mold us into his image, especially through the thorns that he allows, so that through the trials and difficulties of this difficult life, which will always be marked by its trials and difficulties, we might become and grow strong and wise and full of life in him. In brief, ready to reign with him as co-heirs in his eternal kingdom. That's the program that is at work in the Holy Church. And that is why the Lord disciplines those he loves And that is why those who are drawing near to him find themselves in external senses not so much blessed. The church is full. If you look around, you already know it. If you're the priest, you know it very well. Is full of people suffering in various ways. While people outside the church are often successful, having big material successes, they're enjoying their health, they seem to have fewer problems brought within their lives, fewer crosses or thorns. This is why. So brothers and sisters, let us say with Saint Isaac of Syria, glory be to our Master Jesus Christ, who brings us the sweetness of health by stringent medicines. Glory to Jesus Christ.